on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 28th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I am here to give you the final live feed update of Big Brother 22. And we're going to talk about Enzo's game across the entire season. So we're going to have some fun tonight. Well, yeah, of course, later tonight, but also this morning, today. Is there a morning? Is there night? I don't even know anymore. I'm lost in time. I've been just down in the trenches of the past in the last, 4 days, just doing all the things. So we're gonna hang out. We're gonna talk about Enzo's game. We're gonna talk about what happened yesterday on day 84 of the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And it's going to be fun. All right. So let's talk about it. What happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds? Nicole talked to the cameras and practiced her final two speech some more. Just more. The game is more than winning competitions. She had to contend with broken relationships, having a target as a former winner, people gunning for personal reasons, so on and so forth. Cody and Enzo talked. Enzo told Cody, I just want to get to the questions, yo. I just feel like I let my family down, yo. I fell flat before. I fell flat now. I just can't win these comps at the end. And they're also going to go ahead and deflate Mulan. Mulan is no more. There you go. Bye, Mulan. Enzo also talks to the cameras. He says, he would have taken Cody if he had won this HOH. He hopes Cody takes him. And he says if Cody wins and does take him, then him keeping Mulan. This is where my head is at. I have not gotten any sleep in the last 3 days. These take so long. Him keeping Nicole in the triple eviction was the right move if Cody evicts Nicole and takes him. That's what he's kind of feeling right now. He says in that situation he couldn't trust Tyler, Christmas, and Memphis, so he had to go with the Cody Nicole route. So let's talk about it. Did Enzo need to do that? Was that Enzo's mistake? What should we do? Let's find out. Let's talk about Enzo's game across the entire season. It's been an interesting game, and it's been an impressive game, but it is one that falls short in some areas, similar to Nicole's. And again, I want to be very clear. I said this last night, and I've been trying to say this across these game recaps. I'm going to be pointing out the areas in Enzo's game that could have been better in the sense that that he could have taken more control and got himself into the best position in the game that Cody is in right now, where both people are willing to take him. He's willing to take himself, and it looks like he's going to win the jury vote. Now, we could be wrong about the jury vote, but just because there are some moments that are flawed does not mean that he is not a good player or did not play a good game this season, because all three of these players, Cody, Nicole, and Enzo, played very impressive games this season, in my opinion, and all three of them would be deserving of an All-Stars victory. So let's talk about it. Enzo comes into the game in season 12. Enzo made an alliance with the winner of the first HOH, Hayden Moss. He makes an alliance with Hayden, Matt, and Lane, calls it the Brigade. Now, Matt has a lot of ideas for this alliance, and together they create this kind of formula where they're each going to grab a parachute alliance and they're going to just kind of run the house. I've talked a lot about this alliance structure in other podcasts, but it is a very, very dominant alliance structure, and we're going to see that the Brigade runs through the game. Now, in Big Brother 12, there are a couple of moments. Hayden convinces Enzo that Matt needs to go, because that's good for Hayden. So Matt goes. They get to the end. Hayden takes lane. Hayden wins the game. Enzo comes into this season, Big Brother 22. He says, I was gonna win that season. It was my season to win, yo. I just had to get to the end with people that I could beat in competitions. Which, when I heard that, I was like, ooh, interesting. Enzo seems to be aware that he needed to win those endgame competitions. Now, he does not realize that he had, you know, didn't have as much of a chance to win the jury than maybe he anticipated. But if he's planning to try to get to the end with people he can beat, that's going to be good for him. It's going to be much better for him than what he experienced in Big Brother 12. His game in Big Brother 22 didn't start out this way. It started out very similarly to Big Brother 12. Cody wins the first HOH. Enzo mostly just spends time bonding with people in the house, but he is going to make a little team. He calls it Team Freeze, yo. And he includes Tyler and David in this team. It's never really a real thing, but it's sort of representative of the bond that he makes with Tyler and with David. He's then also going to make a final two with Cody. Very early on, he links up with Cody. They're from the same area. He's hung out with him a couple times before, and it's exactly what he did in Big Brother 12. He makes an alliance with the person who won the first HOH. Makes a final two. They call it The Root. They talk about wanting to pull in Tyler. Cody is a little skeptical of Tyler. He's not sure he's going to be willing to win competitions for them. But, you know, overall, he's okay with it. Enzo is not really doing too much else yet. Enzo is somebody who is in the season a lot. So he's in my notes a lot, talking game, but not really talking actual game, if that makes sense. Enzo is just very good at speaking to you and pretending that he's talking game to you, when in reality, he's just talking to talk, right? He's just talking. He's just, and that's, it's kind of representative in, like, his catchphrases this season have been, that's what I'm trying to say. That's it, yo. Because, as Kevin eventually describes, Enzo is a mirror. He's just going to reflect back at you what you're telling him. So when he talks game with people, he's just reflecting it back. He's just reflecting it back. And so there aren't as many actual moves that he's making in comparison to Cody and Nicole. So he makes a final two with Cody, and he does do some work here in the first week. And this is some of the time he spends doing the most amount of work. Danny is then going to approach Cody to work with him. She mentions that she does like Enzo. Kacer and Janelle are trying to form some kind of resistance to Cody, and they consider Enzo as an option because he's been bonding with them as well. And this is where, like, this social work really comes in handy, especially early on, because a lot of people are considering him as an option to bring in as an alliance member. So he doesn't have to worry as much about, like, am I going to be brought in? Because people from both sides are talking about bringing him in. He has he has lots of options. Unfortunately for him, the committee is never going to bring him in, but he's basically brought into the committee. That's not officially. He is eventually going to talk with Danny about working together, and they decide that they would love to make a four-person alliance with Cody and Nicole Franzel. Now, this works for Enzo because he feels like he has Cody. Enzo does not realize yet that Cody and Nicole are already very tightly linked. Enzo claims to have not done any pre-gaming, and he doesn't really have too many connections either from real life. Again, he's hung out with Cody a couple times, but beyond that, he doesn't know many of these people all that much. And he also doesn't know, like, he's not plugged into the alumni community all that much either. Now, I think he recognizes that there are relationships, right? He knows that Cody and Nicole know each other. They played on a season together. He does not know that they are close in any way. And that's because, as far as we know, they're not that close outside of the game. That their mothers know each other, but they don't actually, like, hang out. And Nicole really plays up this, like, he burned me on 16. And Cody brings up, like, I burned her on 16. And so he's not overly concerned about Cody's connection to Nicole. He's not, like, super fond of Nicole. But if Cody says he's got Nicole, that's great. Which is important because Nicole is not liking Enzo. She's not really that fond of him. But Cody vouches for Enzo. He says Enzo is cool. Don't worry about him. And they eventually go ahead and make this group that they call the Core Four, which is, you know, three of these members are going to make it to the final three. Cody tells Enzo that he wants to keep Janelle around because he really likes her. And he also still really likes Tyler, but he's just nervous about Tyler. He hasn't really opened up to them yet. And Enzo is going to go ahead and agree with that. Enzo's going to then win the veto. And this really gives Enzo a lot of confidence in the early game that he's able to win competitions. And with that confidence, some of the other people he's been bonding with, Devon and Bailey, he wants to make an alliance with them as well. So he makes an alliance with Devon, Bailey, and Cody, calls it the Connect Four. And this is the beginning of the structure that Enzo does help create and facilitate, which is essentially the Brigade 2.0, which is two brigades with Enzo and Cody in the center of both of them. So the Core Four on one side, the Connect Four on the other side, Cody and Enzo, the root of both of these alliances, sitting in the middle of both of them. So in his mind, Nicole and Danny are on the outs on here, Devon and Bailey on the outs over here, and then both groups are going to try and spread out just like the Brigade did. And if one of them fails, they can fall back to the other one. Now, again, what Enzo doesn't really realize for a long time, and he may never have realized this, is that the Connect Four was his creation. Devon and Bailey, Cody and himself, it was fully his creation. He decided to make that alliance, and that is the one that benefited him the most. He was in the best position in that alliance. Devon and Bailey trusted Enzo more than Cody. Enzo was the center of that alliance. Enzo had power in that alliance. On top of that, you know, Devon and Bailey may have been easier to beat than Danny and Nicole in competitions, which gives him even more power, right? And really, it's not only the power that you have, but it's the perceived power that you have. And so, if there's an alliance of four, say the Connect Four made it to the final three. Say Bailey gets voted out, but Cody, Enzo and Devon get to the final three together. Enzo is seen as a much better player in that sense, in that situation, because Enzo is the one that gets taken to the end no matter what. Right? Probably. Cody takes Enzo. And Devon takes Enzo. As long as Cody's actually willing to take Enzo, which we have no idea if he's willing to take Enzo, but he'd probably take Enzo over Devon, because let's face it, Devon would win the jury vote, right? So Enzo looks like the mastermind there. Enzo looks like the guy who was able to enact his will. Even if he didn't win as many competitions, it looks more impressive. That is the group that Enzo should be trying to protect. This other group, the Core Four, was more Cody's creation. He talked about it with Danny. Then Danny talked with Enzo, and they sort of like, okay, let's make the Connect Four then. So one of these brigades is more valuable to Enzo than the other, but he doesn't quite know that. Day at this point in the game is going to tell the cameras that her priorities in the game are Bailey, Enzo, Danny, Cody, and Nicole, which is all perfect for Enzo at this point in time. But things start to go a little bit awry pretty early when Devon learns that Keisha knows that she doesn't have the votes because Cody put Keisha and Kevin on the block. None of this is super relevant to Enzo, who's just kind of doing his own thing over in this other corner of the game. But when Devon tells Christmas that she was willing to vote Keisha out, Christmas goes to Janelle. Janelle talks to Devon, who says, yes, I'll vote Keisha out. Janelle makes a last minute push to try and keep Keisha, which really makes, you know, it puts Janelle in a bad situation. I talk about this in more detail in the Cody recap because it's a little more relevant to Cody and who he's targeting. But this is bad here. This is bad for Enzo because Janelle and Kacer liked Enzo, and them being targeted and targeting him via them targeting Cody is not good for him. On top of that, the fact that Devon is so intertwined in this drama, it's starting to make people not trust her already. This is only going to get worse in week two. And that's really bad for Enzo because this Connect Four is the thing propping him up and giving him power in the game. So when Devon warns Cody that Janelle is trying to keep Keisha and Cody goes after Janelle because of it, is disappointed and feels like he can't trust Janelle after that, things are not going well there. And then he runs into another problem, which is that this Connect Four alliance, the one that he would love to go forward with, that should be the one that he goes forward with, Devon and Bailey, they agree that they will be throwing the HOH next week. And this is so killer. And I keep bringing this up in these recaps because I pointed it out at the time and I'm pointing it out here. This is huge. Because Memphis is going to win the week two HOH after Keisha is voted out unanimously. And Memphis has created the committee. Enzo doesn't know about the committee yet, but with Memphis's HOH win, he solidifies a group that was never going to work with each other. The committee was never actually going to be a thing until Memphis won the week two HOH. If Enzo had won the week two HOH, if Devon or Bailey had won the week two HOH, this is an entirely different game. If Janelle had won the HOH, if Nicole Anthony had won the HOH, it's an entirely different game. But if specifically Devon, Bailey, or Enzo had won, then they would have been able to solidify the Connect Four as the true power structure in the game instead of the committee. And that would have been so much better for Enzo. Now, given what we've seen of Cody, we can probably theorize that he would have done something to restructure it in his favor, and Enzo probably would have let it happen because that's just how they play the game. But definitely not great for Enzo that Devon and Bailey are throwing competitions here. He's later going to be very upset with the both of them for not winning competitions, and, you know, for his game, you kind of get it. So Memphis wins the HOH. Enzo doesn't have much of a relationship with Memphis at this point. So he is, he's not really going to be doing a whole lot. He's informed by, Cody that, he's good. Don't worry about it. So he's not concerned about his own safety. Memphis is not telling anybody what he's going to do. He's unwilling to go after Janelle and Kacer. He's eventually going to, tell people that he wants them to play in the safety suite. Enzo is not going to play in the safety suite. Christmas ends up winning the safety suite and saving Ian. And this is a little bit upsetting to Memphis because she didn't talk to him about it first. Like, hold on, what are you doing? I didn't say you could save Ian. And this is the very funny moment where Christmas is like, I say, I did it. I won and I saved Ian. And Memphis is like, After that conversation, Enzo goes and talks to Memphis, and this is their first bonding moment. Enzo and Memphis bond over how grumpy they are about the game, about how cold it is, and about Christmas winning and thinking that she did Memphis a favor, and all of that. It's genuinely their first bonding moment, and they're just complaining to each other. They're just bonding about how grumpy they are. So there you go. Memphis is then going to nominate David and Nicole Anthony. It's fine for Enzo. He doesn't want David to go, but it doesn't really matter that much to him because nobody's coming after him yet, and none of these people are in his power structure. Danny tells Nicole that she's going to try to offer a fake deal to Janelle. Danny then goes ahead and makes a fake deal to Janelle that does not include Enzo, and that's because Janelle and Nicole Anthony and Kacer are theorizing that the power group is Cody, Nicole, Danny, and Tyler. Not Cody, Nicole, Danny, and Enzo. They don't think that Enzo is in it. They think that Enzo is on the outs of this group. This is going to be a very consistent thought throughout the entire season, is that nobody sees that Enzo is in the core. And that's because he's not. You'll notice I'm running through weeks 1 and 2 way faster in Enzo's recap than in Nicole's or Cody's recaps. And that's because Enzo is not as involved in the discussions in the alliance. When the alliance gets together, he goes, yo, that's it. Yo, that's it. Yeah, for sure. Yo, let's just stay together. Yo, we got a lot of weeks left to go. Yo. And that's it. Then he just spends the rest of his time talking to the rest of the house, talking to other people, and mirroring them, giving them what they want to hear, making them feel like he feels similarly. If Enzo feels similarly to them, then he must be in a similar position. And if he's cool with those people, maybe he's in with those people a little bit, but for the most part, he must be on the outs. That must be the explanation. And so people think that Tyler is in that group and not Enzo. And because of that, Danny is going to propose a deal to Janelle that includes Tyler and not Enzo, which only further makes people think that Enzo is not in the core and is somebody that they can work with. So when this proposed alliance to Janelle comes back to Bailey via Janelle, and then from Bailey to Devon, Bailey and Devon feel like, oh, so the real group is Cody, Danny, Nicole, and Tyler. Who would have known? They don't realize that the other half of the group is Cody, Nicole, Danny, and Enzo. And so they approach Enzo and they say, Enzo, do you think that Cody is going to choose Danny and Nicole and this other potential group over us? And Enzo's like, nah, yo, we can trust them, yo. We just got to keep the groups together, yo. That's it. However, it's still not good. This in particular is really bad for Enzo because Cody is now becoming very concerned that Devon and Bailey are starting to suspect Cody of double dealing. Cody is starting to suspect that Devon and Bailey don't trust him. Cody is also concerned that he's now hearing that Janelle is coming after him and Tyler and Danny and Nicole. And he never heard a word of it from Devon and Bailey. So Devon tries to then make this other weird move where because she's suspicious of these people, she wants to test Danny, and she tells Danny that she wants to make an alliance with, that Tyler wants to make an alliance with her and Danny and Cody and a bunch of them. She tells Tyler that she wants to make an alliance with all of them. She tells Nicole that she wants to make an alliance with her and Ian and them, and she wants to see who goes to who and how it comes back to her. So of course, Tyler denies that he said it because he said, no, Devon proposed this. Danny doesn't believe him. Then Nicole says, no, she did the same thing to me. And then Danny does believe him. And now Danny, Cody, and Nicole and Tyler, they all don't trust Davon because what is she doing? Why is she spreading false information? Is she testing us? What is happening? And Enzo is getting very frustrated because we just got to keep the group together, yeah? Memphis is then going to win the veto. Bailey's going to question Cody about all this Janelle stuff. Cody's going to get sketched out. Bailey's going to get further sketched out. And Bailey and Davon think now that this Danny group must be the real group and they're on the outs with Enzo. So Day approaches Enzo and she says, no matter what happens with this big group, just know I've got you. They think they can pull Enzo. Again, that's kind of the story of the season. Danny is going to ask Tyler about proposing this alliance. All this stuff happens over there. Enzo is then going to bond with Memphis some more about being grumpy. Just spoiler alert here. This is in my notes probably five times. Enzo and Memphis bond over being grumpy. It keeps happening until Memphis finally proposes the Wise Guys Alliance. Tyler tells Enzo that Danny and Day tried to trap him in a scheme. Tyler doesn't trust Danny after this either. He knows that Danny didn't believe him, and he thinks that Danny might have been involved in trying to test him or something like that. Enzo says, it's fine, yo. We just need them for numbers now, yo. That's it. So him and Ty, he says, me, you, Cody, we're the only level-headed people in here, yo. Come on, yo. And they agree that they want to keep David this week. So Enzo tells David, I've got your back, yo. Team Freeze, that's it. Kevin goes to Day and he says that he feels really good about Cody. And Day says, well, you should feel good about Enzo. Enzo's cool. Bailey tells Enzo about the alliance that Danny proposed to Janelle. She's concerned that Cody is going to choose Nicole and Danny over them. He says, you shouldn't worry. There are plenty of people to get rid of first. Enzo still trying to hold these groups together. He's doing his best. Day asks David if he's in a guys alliance. He says yes, thinking Team Freeze. But he doesn't tell her who's in it. This is going to continue to wreck Enzo's structure here. Day and Bay say maybe they should defect and vote him out. They talk with Janelle, Christmas, and Kaser about flipping the votes. Davon then goes and tells Kevin that the vote might get split. Kevin tells Danny, who confronts Bailey about it. Bailey says Janelle and Kaser are trying to flip things, but she's not involved. Bailey asks if there's a boys' alliance. Danny says, don't worry about it, even if there is. They're not going to turn on us. And in the meantime, Christmas is going to tell Tyler about the vote flip. Danny informs the rest of the group, and they decide that if they want to keep Davon and Bailey from flipping and turning on them, they're going to have to lock something in further. And so the Connect Four expands to the Slick Six. And that consists of course, Cody, Enzo, Davon, Bailey, Danny, and Tyler. So this is not great for Enzo. He did not need the, essentially what he's doing is he's combining his two brigade alliances, just swapping Nicole out for Tyler. And this is not great for him because it's pushing two groups together that shouldn't be pushed together. They should have remained separate. And again, it's not good for Enzo's ideal positioning here. He didn't need Davon and Bailey to trust him more. And so it's not great. Tyler, Enzo, and Cody then, though, formalize their trio, sort of as a response to this Slick Six thing. They're now in a couple of alliances together. And so Tyler, Enzo, and Cody are going to, and this is really Enzo's prompting. He says, Tyler, he's the bandit, the green-eyed bandit. Cody is Zuko, and I'm the meow meow. That's it, yo. Davon and Bailey decide that they can't go with Janelle and Kaser. It's just not solid enough. But they do think they got away with flipping, so they probably don't have to win the next HOH, which again is bad for Enzo. Nicole and Christmas agree that Enzo is more trustworthy than Memphis, even though Enzo isn't even in the committee. Christmas is starting to like Enzo more and more. All while this is happening, again, I want to keep reminding you, that Enzo is just talking with people constantly, mirroring them, making them feel comfortable with him. Christmas is one of those people. Enzo is told by Cody that he trusts Christmas more than Danny, Day, and Bay at this point. And Bailey tells Christmas that they should probably start thinking about targeting some big players soon. Nicole Anthony is then voted out by a 10-2 vote, with Kevin giving a sympathy vote and Enzo casting a rogue vote. Never really hear from Enzo why he did this, but it's never really going to matter. Cody doesn't care about the vote. Tyler's going to win the HOH. And Enzo is going to win the safety suite. With the safety suite, Enzo saves Christmas. I want to pull her in, yo. I want to make her my side chick, yo. So here's the thing. Enzo, when he has power, makes moves. When he won the veto, he created the Connect Four. When he won the safety suite, he made a move to try and bond with Christmas, to try and pull Christmas in. Now, this is great. Enzo should be making moves, but Enzo's social game relies on him not making moves in a way. And so when he visibly saves Christmas, it kind of upsets Dave Vaughn, who felt like, oh, Enzo, I thought I was your person. Why are you saving Christmas? And Enzo does not take it well when people don't respond well to him. Enzo is like the ultimate people pleaser. He mirrors people. He never wants to upset people. We see this later when Ian is on the block and Ian is campaigning to Enzo. And Enzo is like, hey, yo, I'm gonna break the news to him that I'm not voting for him, yo. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now. And he goes into the love room and he goes to Ian and he's like, hey, Ian, I'm not sure things are looking great for you, yo. And Ian's like, no. If you vote for me, I'm going to stay. Will you vote for me? And he's like, Yeah, I think we'll talk. Yeah, yo. He doesn't know how to break through that. You know what I mean? It's what makes him such an effective player. It makes him so safe. He's constantly keeping himself in the good graces of everyone in the house, but because he's unable to like really make people upset, he's not really making any big moves. And so when he makes a move like saving Christmas, he makes Davon upset. And he's not used to making people upset. He's used to people liking him all the time. And so when Davon is like, why did you do that? Enzo, I thought I was your person. He's like, this eats at him. It's like a little bug that gets inside of him. And he's just like, I can't believe Day, yo. Why is she so upset, yo? I'm just trying to save Christmas, yo. That's it. I'm just trying to make a move for myself, yo. Like, why is she so upset about this, yo? And it's so annoying, yo. That's it. He won't shut up about it all week long. This is so key to his personality and his game. He's such a people pleaser that it really gets at him when he doesn't please people, when people are upset with him. And so this is really, again, going to hurt him because he needs Day in the game. And she wasn't that upset with him, but he just really overreacts to her not having a great reaction. So Enzo and Tyler talk about how they do not trust Day and Bay anymore. And you know what? This is bad because Tyler wasn't trusting them because of all the Day stuff the previous week. Cody wasn't trusting them. Nobody else in the group trusted them. Enzo was the one keeping them all together. And now Enzo has a reason to go, you know what? I'm not going to stand in the way of everyone else anymore because Day is pissing me off too. You know what? I'll let you guys go at him. I don't care. Day is annoying me. Right? So, and on top of that, Day is now asking about this Guys Alliance thing. Where did that come from? How come she's all about this Guys Alliance thing? Stop questioning me about the Guys Alliance, yo. Why doesn't she trust me, yo? And the problem is that Day did trust Enzo, but Day is a bit of a fact checker. To be fair. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Tyler then is going to nominate Janelle and Kacer. Nicole and Bailey have the whole couple of tries, couple of guys moment. And that's only going to further hurt Bailey and Devon at the end of the day, which is going to hurt Enzo. Cody's going to win the veto. And Tyler is going to start spreading anti-Danny seeds. So Danny has been spreading anti-Tyler seeds. Tyler is going to retaliate. Not that he really ever found out, but he just, I guess, instinctually also, they just were always going to clash. Tyler doesn't like Danny. He doesn't trust her. Starts spreading some seeds against her. In particular with Enzo, who at first is pretty receptive and by the end of this week is going to feel like, yeah, let's get her, yeah. Nicole is going to tell Cody that she trusts Enzo a lot more because Cody has been working on Nicole to get her to trust Enzo. Bay and Day decide that even though Cody has his hands in a lot of pots, they'll stick with the alliance. They'll just make sure they hold him accountable. Then they also talk about throwing the HOH again. Nicole tells Christmas that Bailey has to go and eventually convinces Christmas that Bailey should go. And Christmas agrees. This is really bad for Enzo. He was supposed to be working on Christmas. And here's again, one of the differences between Enzo, Nicole, and Cody, right? Enzo pulls Christmas in, saves her with the safety suite, starts bonding with her. They're parents together this week. They're making a lot of progress bonding. Nicole has been working on Christmas as well. And between the two of them, Enzo jokes around with Christmas. They're good friends. They have a great chemistry. They feel good about each other. Enzo does not push anything on Christmas. He does not try to influence Christmas. Nicole bonds with Christmas via the pushing that she does on Christmas. So when Nicole talks to Christmas, she convinces Christmas, don't target Danny. Don't target Janelle or Kacer. Or do target Janelle, but Janelle's already on her way at the door. Don't target Kacer. And Christmas is going to be one of the anti don't target Kacer people. I just double negative that. One of the don't target Kacer people is Janelle. No, stop. Christmas is one of the people that doesn't want to target Kacer. That's all I needed to say. Eventually my brain will work. Anyway. Nicole pushes the target Bailey thing onto Christmas. Enzo does not push anything. So Enzo is not leveraging the relationships that he has with people to get his will done in the house. He's only leveraging the relationships he has with people to stay safe with those people. This is why Nicole is getting her way here and Enzo is losing his positioning, losing the control he has in the house. Now, The catch to this is that Nicole is much more vulnerable in the game than Enzo is. Nicole is in a situation every single week where there are a lot of people who, if they won the HOH, would put her up and she would get sent home. Enzo is always safe. He doesn't push. He doesn't prod. He just creates a good relationship and he makes people feel comfortable with him. And everyone is going to keep him around because they feel like they've got him on his on their side because he's willing to do whatever they want because he mirrors to them. It's two different approaches to the game, right? Enzo keeps himself safe a lot more. Nicole is going to put herself in a situation where she's more likely to have long-term success, but at the risk of short-term failure. Cody is like the exact middle ground that you want to go for. I talked about this last night. If Nicole is at like 60% vulnerability, Enzo is at like 1% vulnerability. Cody is in this middle ground where he's at like 5% vulnerability. Cody is very safe throughout the game, but he's willing to put himself out in front just a bit more, willing to be a bit of a target for people, knowing that he'd be safe even if he went on the block, but still a target, still a name that people are floating around. He's willing to let people be upset with him a little bit more than Enzo, not as much as Nicole, but more than Enzo. And that gives him the control and power over the game while also remaining safe. It's a nice middle ground between the two, Nicole and Enzo. And the problem with Nicole's game is that she's ultimately going to lose some of her power. But as soon as she does, she starts to get a little bit safer in the game. And the Big Brother is generally a balance between these things. How much power you have versus how safe you are, how much influence you have versus how much, how safe you are. And it's really the best players that are able to get both, the best of both, right? So Christmas is now targeting Bailey. Nicole is also going to work on convincing Cody that Bailey should go. And that's because Bailey said to Christmas once upon a time that she should target big targets. Bailey and Devon then approach Tyler about working together in the end game of the Slick Six. Nicole ultimately makes a final two with Christmas. And then David is going to out Tyler and Cody to Devon and Bailey, which causes further drama and further, prevents Tyler from linking up with Devon and Bailey. You can hear more about that in the Cody recap. But Cody and Enzo discuss the whole ordeal. They know that Danny was behind some of it and she got no heat for it. They reaffirm their final two. They compare notes on Danny. And they realize that Danny is just trying to play way too much and really is doing too much, trying to plant seeds against people. Tyler has already put these ideas in Enzo's head. So when Cody comes to him with these ideas, he's like, yes, Danny is the problem. On top of that, he's, I think, jumping on this Danny thing because he still wants to protect Bailey. So Enzo knows that Connect Four is still a good thing for him. And he really likes Devon and Bailey. He liked Devon and Bailey, but Devon has now burned him. Everyone doesn't trust Devon. He's like, okay, let's drop Devon. I like Bailey though. Bailey's my girl. She's my favorite. I want to work with Bailey, Tyler, and Christmas. Those are the people I feel the best with right now. Cody hears this and he's like, sure, that's great for you. Those are none of my people, so I'll agree. But at the end of the day, it's not going to play out that way. Enzo would love for it to play out that way, but it's not going to play out that way. Enzo then lets Bailey know that he was sketched out by Danny. And he's trying to reel Bailey and Devon back in with the help of Tyler and get this side of the group back together to attack Cody's side of the group, the Danny Nicole side, right? This is great. This is all good from Enzo. It's effective. If he succeeded at this, Enzo would have had more control than Cody, or at least Tyler would have had more control than Cody. And Tyler was a little more generous with Enzo. Tyler's ultimately a more loyal ally, I think, than Cody. I mean, Cody was a loyal ally in 16, but this season he was much more. He took a lot more from his allies, and he's, you know, gonna cut one of them now. So anyway. Bay and Day then pitch to Cody and Enzo that they should keep Janelle. Enzo and Cody, though, do not agree. Devon wants to make sure that, okay, if we don't keep Janelle, then can we at least make sure that David goes on the block next week? And Enzo's like, why is she going after David, yo? Enzo and Cody agree that it would be great for them if Christmas wants to target the two of them because they won't listen. They keep trying to work with Janelle. Devon is trying to go after David, and and she's concerned about the guys' alliance. Again, Enzo is not concerned that Christmas is going after Bailey and Devon because he feels like, fine, get rid of Devon. Whatever. I'm keeping Bailey, though. It's not going to work out for you, Enzo. Enzo says he wants Tyler to backdoor Danny this week. Like, let's make it happen, yo. Cody says it's too soon. Danny trusts us. We don't want to make that kind of move yet. This would have been good for Enzo. Cody tells Enzo about Four Prime, which is an alliance between Ian, Cody, Nicole, and Danny. Enzo doesn't really mind all that much. Bay and Day say they are, they think that Tyler is Cody's Derek, and they think that Nicole and Danny are his Victorias, and that Enzo is blind to it all. He's not really blind to it all. He's actually, maybe he's the Victoria? We're not sure yet. Janelle is then evicted, 9-2. Danny and Enzo both casting rogue votes. Neither of them know about the other, but Cody does inform Enzo that that Danny approached him about casting rogue votes. Danny and Enzo question each other about who do you think the rogue votes were? Pretty funny moment. Enzo wins the next HOH. And once again, with Enzo winning a competition, he's going to be making some moves this week. Enzo tells Cody that he wants to put up Kacer next to a pawn and then backdoor Ian if Kacer comes down. Why does he want to backdoor Ian, you might ask? Well, go back about 30 seconds. Cody tells Enzo about Four Prime. Enzo wants to be the Cody. He does. He's not predisposed to that personality type. He's not a person that pushes too hard. He doesn't like to do it himself. He wants to get other people to do it for him because he's too much of a people pleaser, but he wants to be that person. He wants to isolate Cody from his other allies. And so backdooring Ian, because he's a champ, yo, is a great way to strike at Cody's satellite allies without actually pissing Cody off because Ian is not one of his valued allies. On top of that, he's pushing other people to go after Danny and Nicole. He doesn't want to do it himself, but he knows that if other people do it for him, then he will have Cody to himself after they go. He says this to other people. He really does. He wants to be the Cody. Because this is exactly what Cody is going to do to Nicole, to Enzo, to Tyler, to Dan, to everyone. The unfortunate thing for Enzo is that he's just not as good at the pushing. He's better at the social, keeping himself safe, making the bonds, but he's not as good at the pushing. So he would like to backdoor Ian if Kacer comes down. And he also recognizes that, you know, Kacer is a threat to his overall power structure. If Kacer wins, he's going to continue to try to target his group, his people, and that is a threat. So Kacer going is not bad for him either, but he wouldn't mind making some kind of move this week. He also wouldn't mind Kevin leaving because he's a number for Devon. And he's a little bit worried about Devon. He thinks that, hey, yo, these girls need to start winning and carrying their weight, yo. And that's because he wants other people to win and do the work for him. He wants to win too, but he doesn't want to make the moves himself. He's too much of a people pleaser. Cody tells him that Danny approached him about casting the rogue votes. Enzo says that he would love to backdoor Danny this week, but he agrees it's too early. So he's thinking Kacer and Kevin would be his nominees. Enzo tells Christmas, hey, yo, we should work together, yo. We should make this work, yo. She says, Enzo, you are everything I'm looking for in an ally. I would love to work with you. I am so excited. They both agree that Danny is sketchy. And this is now Enzo again. As soon as he gets power, he starts to push just a little bit. Just a little bit. He says, Danny's sketchy, yo. Maybe we should go after Danny, yo. Enzo tells Bailey that he has the best connection with her of all the girls. She agrees. He says, boom, let's do this, yo. You and me, let's work together. Let's make this happen, yo. I do worry about Day, though. She's always fact-checking, yo. That's it. Bailey says, you know, don't worry too much about Devon. I've got Devon. Let's make this work. Again, this is the most amount of like game that Enzo's been doing like all season long, where he's actually saying things to people. He's actually trying to make connections and trying to make moves of his own. Enzo tells Tyler that Day was cheering so hard for Kacer. Did you see that, yo? He really wants to work with Bailey and Christmas. They agree that Danny was one of the rogue votes. Tyler says he will backdoor Danny if he gets a chance. Enzo loves that. And that people are really starting to see her game. Now, at this time, again, as soon as Enzo, you know, starts to make some moves in one direction, he does lose some of the stuff that he has going in the other direction, because he's not the greatest at balancing these things. This is when Cody and Nicole really start to bond and really start to actually work together. Prior to this moment, again, I've talked about this with Cody's thing and with Nicole's thing, they were not really working that closely together. They did not have much of a bond until this week, week four, when they compare notes on Danny, and they really say, hey, we really trust each other. Let's start telling each other some more information. And then it's until much later that Cody actually starts to value Nicole. Enzo tells Devon he does not want to target David left yet because there are lots of people targeting David already. Devon is a little bit upset with Enzo because she wanted David on the block. Day later tells Bailey that she is sketched out by Enzo. Why isn't he willing to put David up? There must be a guy's thing going on. Enzo catches this vibe and it just further separates the two of them in the game, which again is just so unfortunate because they really needed each other. She's annoyed that Ian is the backdoor target and not David. And still she feels like, okay, despite that, she wants Enzo to be her person. She says, Bailey, you've got Tyler. I want Enzo to be my person in the Slick Six. Right? I wish she would have told Enzo that. Enzo puts up Kacer and Kevin. Enzo tells Kevin, hey, yo, I just need you to do this one thing for me, yo. I need you to go on the block for me. You're just a pawn, all right, yo? That's it. It'll never happen again, yo. Just this one time, yo. That's it. And Kevin comes away from that conversation going, you know what? He said all the right things. He ticked all the right boxes. I think I'm a pawn. Danny and Nicole say they really want Bailey out next week. Not good for Enzo. Bailey is a good ally for him. Enzo and Memphis bond over being grumpy. Some more. Cody tells Enzo not to win the veto because he has too many wins in a row. I thought this was interesting. Enzo says that people need to stop worrying about a guy's alliance, yo. They're all part of the guy's alliance. That's it. He says, in this game, if you're not talking game in the first few days, you're out. You need to get involved. And that's what Enzo does well. He gets involved with everyone. Danny tries to get Enzo to backdoor Bailey instead of Ian. And she throws Bailey under the bus. And this only further proves that Danny is sketchy to Enzo. He doesn't want to go after Bailey and he wants to go after Danny. Tyler tells Enzo that Danny is the one that told Devon about Team Freeze, so it's actually Danny that has really screwed them over with Devon. Enzo goes, I still just can't believe that Devon keeps questioning me about David. And Tyler says, well, yes, but it's Danny's fault. Enzo's like, they think I'm dumb. They're trying to plant seeds. He's almost ready to backdoor Danny this week. Tyler says, I'll do it next week. And Enzo says, all right, well, both Day and Danny have to go. And they tell Cody this, that Danny has to go first, Danny, then Day. And Cody says, I think Day, then Danny. But Enzo has been flipped. He agrees Danny should go first, then Day should go. But he wants both of them to go. And really, again, Day trusts him. He just doesn't know it because she fact checks so much. Christmas volunteers to be Enzo's pawn if he needs one, and she pitches that they should create an alliance with herself, Enzo, and Kevin. Kevin then wins the veto, and Enzo lets Cody know that Christmas volunteered to be a replacement. Cody says, it's perfect. It's a perfectly wrapped present for you. Nicole coaches Ian on how to speak to Enzo so he doesn't get him to nominate him. This is when Ian tells Nicole that if him or Nicole don't win, he would want Enzo to win because he's a great player. Enzo, Christmas, and Kevin then solidify their alliance. He tells Christmas that he was going to take her up on her offer and put her on the block. So he creates an alliance with the two people he put on the block. Not bad, to be honest. I mean, in HOH reign, where he gets out a house target, somebody that was coming for him and his crew, and he makes an alliance with the two people. He puts three people on the block, one of them goes, and he creates an alliance with the other two people. It's a pretty good week for Enzo. It's a really good week for Enzo. The problem is what comes after, right? This is Enzo's highest point in the game by far. This is when Enzo is looking his strongest. He is so close to a good position, like a good, strong, controlling position in the game. He's got Tyler more loyal to him than Cody now. He's got basically Tyler and Cody fighting over him. They're both trying to win Enzo over. He's got Day and Bay, both really loyal to Enzo. He's got Kevin and Christmas in a newly formed alliance. This is Kevin's first real alliance, and he's super excited about it in the moment. He's later going to just forget about it because Enzo forgets about it. He's got a lot of people targeting Danny. Tyler's going to do a lot of work to target Danny, and that's only going to further help him. On top of all of this, the wall yeller is going to come along and go,
Nicole and Cody are playing everyone.
Now, nobody really cares about it. It was an opportunity to use it against Cody and Nicole, but of course, he's not going to. But everything's looking up here. All he needs to do, if Danny gets targeted next week, Cody loses some power in the game, and Enzo is in a great spot. Great spot. Enzo tells Nicole that Christmas is going up. Christmas tells Enzo she doesn't want Bailey in the jury. And then Danny accidentally reveals that Nicole knows about the Slick Six, which is Sketchtown. Bailey and Devon pitch to get Danny backdoored, and Enzo says it's too early. He wants to keep this ride going. If he backdoors Danny, then he puts himself on the front lines, and that's not Enzo's game. He wants to keep this week smooth and then head into next week, have somebody else target Danny. Perfect for him. That's the ideal scenario, and that's what he was trying to head for here. Enzo and Tyler then agree that Danny is next. Enzo tells Cody about it the next day. Cody then essentially throws a Hail Mary, and he tells Enzo about the committee. He says it's never really a problem because everyone in the committee really liked you, Enzo. Enzo is like, woo, I don't like this. And this is where Enzo, like, you can tell that Enzo was doing something right here because, you know, he's finding out about the committee. He's like, again, such a great position here for Enzo at this point in the game. This is the point where he needs to transition from being everyone's friend to taking a little bit of control, reshaping the game into his own structure, something that benefits him. Tyler's trying to do that. Cody has already done that. Enzo needs to now do it, you know, this week, coming into next week. He's so close to making it happen. He refuses to divert from Danny. Cody is trying and trying and trying to get him to see that Tyler's screwing them up, that Danny shouldn't go yet. He doesn't buy into it. They say that they should lock in a final three with Tyler, which is great. It's just Cody trying to make sure he's still included. And when they debate between who should go, between Day and Danny, Enzo very firmly says that Danny needs to go. Enzo talks to Christmas some more and pushes on Christmas that Danny should go next. Tyler is also pushing Christmas that Danny should go next. Nicole is still pushing that Bailey should go next. So Kevin uses the veto on himself. Christmas goes up as the replacement nominee. And Enzo talks to Day and Bay afterwards and says that Danny should be the next target. He warns them not to tell Cody too much because he's too close to Danny. So what they'll do is they'll take out Danny, they'll take out Nicole, and then Cody will have nobody left but them. And he will have to come back to them. Great stuff. Cody is pissed when he finds out that Tyler talked to Day and Bay as well and told them that Cody was in on the plan. He tries again to tell Enzo, Tyler's screwing us, man. He's screwing us over. So then Cody runs and does some damage control. He talks to Nicole. He talks to Danny. He comes back to Enzo and he says he told Nicole about the Danny stuff and she's in, and Enzo still doesn't buy it. He says, Nicole's with Danny. I don't trust it. They still both got to go. Ian pitches to Kevin that Cody and Nicole are running the house and something must be done, and that Enzo is on the outskirts of this. He later makes the same pitch to Bailey. Bailey then, big mistake here, goes to Christmas saying that she has something to tell her after the HOH competition. Christmas rats her out to the committee, who are concerned that Bailey is now trying to out the Slick Six and target them. Cody uses this with Enzo. He says, look at what Bailey's doing, man. Bailey needs to go. Devon needs to go. Enzo still doesn't like it. He still doesn't budge. He still thinks that he wants to go after Danny first. He confirms it with Dan Bay, and they again can pull Cody back in later. He's going against what Cody wants here. He's making his move. Christmas tells Tyler about her alliance with Enzo and Kevin. Tyler doesn't mind all that much. Tyler, Cody, and Enzo then solidify the triple threat alliance, and Bailey then rats Ian out to Enzo and Tyler, who bring it to Cody because they still trust Cody for all that they're willing to go against Cody in this moment. And Cody then tells Nicole, and she says, ultimate betrayal. Pacer is then evicted unanimously. We head into week 5, and Christmas wins the HOH after a knockout competition where it's very clear that both sides are now aware. Devon, Kevin, Bailey, going after Cody, Nicole, Danny, and vice versa. Christmas wins the HOH, and I queued this up last night. This is the week. Yes, this is the week. Much more so than the triple eviction, in my opinion, where Enzo's game crumbles. He was so close to getting things right. Christmas won the HOH. Him and Tyler had been working on Christmas for weeks. Tyler's been working for weeks. Enzo's been working for a week to try to get her to go after Danny. Tyler is Christmas's final two, number one ally. Enzo is maybe like a number three right now. The two of them have both been pushing Danny. If Christmas targets Danny, the committee explodes. Great for Enzo. If Christmas targets Danny, Cody is weakened. Great for Enzo. If Christmas targets Danny, Devon and Bailey stay in the game, and the Connect Four, the Slick Six, becomes the bigger power structure in the house. Great for Enzo. Enzo wants her to target Danny. He says as much. All he needs to do is get Christmas to target Danny, and Enzo is going to take the crown off of Cody and put it on himself. And he's going to share it with Tyler. I mean, really, let's face it. Tyler would still probably be a little bit in charge here. But Enzo would be in the better position. He would. I mean, he was still a little bit in the better position. But Tyler, again, a little more generous with his allies and ultimately would have been easier to beat this season than Cody. Cody had a lot more control in the game. So passing the crown from Cody to Tyler would have been a good thing for Enzo, and he would have had more power in the game. So right now, this moment, it's all about getting Christmas to target Danny. In the aftermath of the HOH competition, Ian gives up all of his information. Bailey confronts Danny, and Bay now wants to rat Tyler out. Christmas tells Tyler that she wants to target Bay and Day. Tyler does push back, but not very hard. And Christmas decides Bay and Day are the people she wants to target. She's later going to talk to Enzo, and she says, look, Enzo, I want to target Bay and Day. And this is the moment. This is the moment. If Enzo can convince her to not do this, the entire game shifts in his favor. But Enzo is a people pleaser. He's a mirror. Christmas says, I want to target Bay and Day. And Enzo says, that's what I'm trying to say, yo. That's it. I'm down. Christmas, Danny, and David win some powers. Bay and Danny fight again. And Bailey kind of throws Enzo under the bus. She says, Enzo, back me up here. Was Danny not coming for me? And Enzo's like, I mean, things were happening. I wasn't involved. Leave me out of it, yo. Again. Danny, very sketched out by Enzo after that. She's worried about Cody. She's worried about Tyler. Danny, Nicole, and Day then compare notes on Tyler. They want to try and get Tyler evicted this week, but Christmas isn't going to bite. She nominates Devon and Bailey. Cody fills Enzo in on all of the Tyler outing. Christmas wins the veto. And Danny questions Cody about his knowledge of Tyler trying to come for him. She's also going to question Enzo. Enzo's response, Cody's response is a detailed explanation about like why he didn't do it. And he's so sorry. And he did it to try and keep the group together. Enzo's explanation is, hey, yo, I didn't want to get in the middle of anything. Yo, it was none of my business. Yo, that's it. Which is effective enough. Christmas is then going to fill Tyler in on the fact that he's been exposed. Tyler is concerned that Cody and Enzo know about it and haven't told him. They do know about it and they haven't told him. He asks them, do you know about this? And they say, no, yo. He wants to go after Danny and Nicole now even more. Enzo tries to get a campaign going to keep Bailey this week, but it's not going to go anywhere. And that's where he's going to spend most of his time the rest of the week. He's going to be talking with David. He's going to be trying to save Bailey, but it's not going to work. He's not a good pusher. Tyler then tries to quit for Bailey, but ultimately doesn't. Another wall yeller shows up and says,
Tyler and Christmas have a final two.
Which is not going to be good for Tyler. Tyler tells Enzo and Cody that he tried to quit the game. And Cody lets Tyler know, or tells Tyler that and Enzo that the women are going to try and start working together. So they need to be making sure that they're keeping their heads in the game. And Enzo says, perfect reason to get Danny out. And Cody's like, yeah, well, maybe Devon, though. Christmas and Devon then get into a bit of an argument. And the subject of that argument is personal game information. It's game information or personal information. It's not personal game information. Personal game information. Personal game information. All right. Danny and Nicole agree that Christmas is too volatile to work with. This is going to be the end of Nicole's hold over Christmas, which is good for Enzo. Devon and Bailey and Kevin agree that they want to try and pull Enzo in with them. They realize they're on the outs and Enzo must also be on the outs. So let's pull Enzo in. David tells Enzo that Ian, Nicole, Danny, and Cody are the core four, the four horsemen. And Enzo's like, sure, yo. Devon tells the cameras that she only trusts Nicole, Kevin, and Enzo. So Enzo talks to Bailey and Devon about targeting Nicole and Danny. That's what he wants. Devon asks Enzo if he's okay with her targeting Cody. He says he doesn't care. He says that him and Devon agree to never put each other up. And they start, like, this is Enzo's last ditch effort, essentially last throws. He tries to keep Bailey. It doesn't work. He talks to Devon. They talk about targeting Danny and Nicole. Now, here's the thing. Enzo, he wants Devon to win this HOH and target Danny and Nicole for him. That's what he needs. He's relying on that now. He's not really able to do it himself. He wants Tyler to win. He wants Devon to win. He needs somebody to win and make this move. He's too much of a people pleaser to like be the person that does it. He can't piss Cody off too much. Cody has done too much work on Enzo. Danny tells Nicole that she wants the final six to be herself, Nicole, Cody, Memphis, Enzo, and Day. She says that they can't bring Enzo to the final four. He is too good with the jury. He is too much of a threat. And again, I want to be clear here. Enzo keeping himself safe throughout the entire season. Lots of people are safe through the entire season. People like Victoria are safe through the entire season. That's not very hard. If you're a goat, nobody respects you. You're not a threat at all. You're not winning competitions. You can't win a jury vote. Then of course people are going to keep you around. Enzo is not one of those players. Enzo is seen as a threat from both his allies and his enemies, and not that he has many, but the people on the outs. He is winning competitions, especially in the early portion of the game. The reason he's safe is his social positioning, and it's very impressive. So, very important distinction, because many people will be like, well, Victoria made it to the end and she was safe the whole time. Like, she was also nominated like 10 times. But even if you weren't nominated, doesn't matter. Danny says that they can't bring Enzo to the final. He's too good with the jury. Cody and Nicole are going to bond even more this week. It's going to be a continuation of the initial conversation they had in week four. Again, I keep saying this in these recaps. I feel like maybe people don't believe me, but it's certainly not the narrative. Cody and Nicole were not working together very closely until week four, which was the start of them working together closely. Then week five is when they really start working together closely. And it's not going to be until Ian gets voted out the next week, week six, that they actually start working even more closely together. It's not until, I think, week eight that Cody actually starts telling her any information. This whole game was not Cody and Nicole. It was Cody and Enzo. Then it became Cody, Nicole, and Enzo. Just want to make that very clear. This is what we have here. It's what happened. I promise. All right. So Cody and Nicole getting a little bit closer here in week five. And he, again, is going to vouch for Enzo to Nicole, who is concerned about Enzo. Cody does a really good job of making sure that Cody and Enzo, that Nicole and Enzo aren't targeting each other, even though they are predisposed to doing so. He's, again, notably, week five, not trying to convince Enzo to not target Nicole. He's not telling Enzo, hey, Nicole loves you, whatever. He's not protecting Nicole until much later in the game. He is protecting Enzo. Bailey is then going to be evicted unanimously, and we head into week six, where Danny wins the HOH. Enzo is very upset because Enzo wanted Danny out, and he's really mad that Devon didn't win. Enzo has been frustrated with Devon all season long, and this is the final straw for Enzo. The fact that Devon was the first person out of this competition right away, he was just like, yo, she's just not winning anything, yo. I am done with her. He gives up. He gives up on the resistance. He's done trying to work with these outsiders. Bailey is gone. There's nobody left. He was trying to work on Christmas. He found out she was in the committee alliance. He's basically just got Tyler left, who just tried to quit the game. And it's at this point, similarly to Nicole at this point, that he's just kind of stuck with Cody. Cody has successfully isolated him from the other players in his, in his vicinity and in his structure. And he's going to have to start relying more and more on Cody to make it far in the game. This is, again, when Cody really starts to take over the game. And to make this worse, in the episode, Devon tells us that she threw this HOH on purpose. More throwing. Who knew I'd be so against throwing competitions? Danny is then going to go ahead and nominate David and Kevin. Cody tells Enzo that Danny might try to backdoor Tyler. Enzo says they cannot let that happen. Cody agrees, but they're not going to be able to prevent the disruptor power from being used, where Danny is going to replace David with Tyler. And David starts going, did you save me? Enzo is having none of that. What are you doing, yo? Tyler tells Enzo, you need to win this veto and use it on me, because if you don't, Danny might put you up. Tyler thinks this because Enzo is not part of the committee alliance. So Enzo goes to Cody and says, I want to win the veto and I want to use it on Tyler. And Cody says, don't do that. It's not worth it. You don't want to burn your relationship with Danny for no reason. You're not going to go up. I promise. Don't do it. Enzo says, all right, yeah. Devon ends up winning the veto. Enzo doesn't have a lot to do here. He does try to convince Devon not to use the veto, but it's not really going to go anywhere. Devon ultimately does use the veto on Kevin, and Ian goes up as the replacement. Enzo tells Devon that getting rid of Ian will be good for them. He celebrates with Tyler. He makes sure that Tyler is still going after Danny. This is the week Enzo has lost everything that he had built in his HOH. And on top of that, his last ditch throws, like Devon's still throwing competitions, HOHs at least. And Enzo really starts to lose the energy level that he had in the game. And he starts to act a little bit more erratically. And I can't fully explain his actions here, but he still wants Tyler to go after Danny. But he's also kind of considering the idea of maybe we should evict Tyler. I don't really know what was up with this, but he's throwing that up against the wall. Like, I'm willing to evict Tyler if people want to evict Tyler. Cody and Enzo discuss that Devon should probably go next after Ian, and he agrees. She's tighter with Nicole and Danny, and she's maybe going to win these mental competitions. Memphis and Christmas have been growing close and discussing pulling Enzo into something. Memphis says that they should wait a bit, he says that he thinks Enzo will be receptive because he's playing super comfortable right now and just riding the wave. Memphis understands that Enzo is a player that just wants to feel comfortable, and he's just sitting there feeling comfortable, and Memphis feels like if he approaches Enzo with this wise guy's proposal, that Enzo will jump on it and use it to actually play the game and take a little bit of control, and he can stay comfortable while doing so. So Memphis tells Christmas, hey, we should wait to approach Enzo, and that's because he wants to do it first. He approaches Enzo about forming the wise guys. He wants to make a final two with Enzo, a final three with Enzo and Christmas, and then another final three with Enzo and Cody, and call them all the wise guys. So just as Enzo's game looks like it's heading into a pit of despair, where essentially Nicole's game goes. Again, similar trajectories here, where there was promise in both Nicole and Enzo's games leading up to the Danny HOH. And for Enzo, it was the Christmas HOH, and then really here. And then they both just fall into this pit where Cody is in charge, and it's all about Cody's game. But Memphis throws Enzo a lifeline. He throws him a rope, and he says, hey, you've been playing a great social game. Let's let you get lucky here. It's going to pay off. All that time you spent bonding with Memphis over being grumpy, it's going to pay off, because here is an alternative solution. You failed over here, and you're going to get a second chance in this game. And that second chance is the wise guys. Christmas and Memphis, two people that at this point in the game wouldn't be that hard to beat in the final two. Two people that are willing to take you to the final three. Memphis was willing to take you to the final two. And not only that, but you got lucky enough that Cody is on the other end of this wise guys thing. And secretly, Cody is more loyal to you than them. So you actually you just literally fell into a perfect alliance structure for yourself. Enzo, the guy that doesn't push, just fell straight into the best possible situation he could have ever possibly fell into. It's amazing for him. And he didn't even have to do anything to make it happen beyond get himself in a situation where he's put in the work with Christmas, he's put in the work with Memphis, and they both want to approach him. So I don't want to say he did nothing to get here. The social work got him there. Strategically, he did not create this or prompt this in any way. So just like that, Enzo's game is completely revitalized. But he doesn't really see it that way. Enzo does tell Cody that he trusts Memphis more than Nicole and Danny now. And Cody says, you should trust Memphis. He'll probably approach you about something soon because he'll want you to take shots at the committee for him. And I do wonder how much this comment impacted Enzo, right? It was a really great call by Cody. I talked about this with the Cody recap, that basically Memphis approaches Enzo about the wise guys. Enzo says to Cody, like, hey, I'm really starting to trust Memphis. And Cody responds with, yeah, you should. And here's why. I think you know about the committee. I think that Memphis will want you to take shots at the committee for him. He's going to use you to do that. And now the reality is that Memphis really did want to take Enzo to the final two. He was genuine about that. He wasn't just using Enzo to take shots. But I wonder if this explanation from Cody right after Memphis proposed this alliance made Enzo think, oh, you're right. He still hasn't told me about the committee. He's still probably not super loyal to me. Interesting. So I do wonder, this might have been one of Cody's best moves. I'm not sure. But just a really great call from him that he basically called out that Memphis was going to do this and was able to kind of put a lid on it a little bit with this comment, I think. So just solid move there. Nicole tells Cody and Enzo about her new plan this week. She's going to make the vote 5-3 and blame David for flipping. This is her whole Ian thing. Memphis tells Cody that they should pull Enzo in as a third. And Cody's like, oh, look at that. I was right. Enzo keeps floating that he's willing to take Tyler out, but nobody listens to him. He's like, hey, yo, let's take Tyler out. I'm willing to do it. Again, I don't really know why. I can't figure this one out. Maybe somebody has an explanation for me. Some last minute shenanigans happen to set up this plan to blame David on the vote. And the vote goes down 5-3. Ian is evicted. Nicole pretends that David is the one that flipped. Memphis goes on to win the next HOH. Day and Kevin believe Nicole that David is the one that flipped. Memphis does not tell anybody what he plans on doing here. And then he goes ahead and does his wise guys thing. He brings in Cody. He says, hey, it's the wise guys. He brings in Christmas. He says, hey, it's the wise guys. Then he talks to Enzo and he says, yo, it's us two. We're the wise guys. And then he looks at the cameras and he says, that was too easy. And he's right. It was too easy. He should have put more work into it. Memphis is then going to nominate Kevin and Devon. Tyler is going to win the veto, and he is not going to use the veto. He is going to, with Cody and Christmas, convince Memphis that Devon is the one that should go this week because she's too close to Danny and Nicole. Cody is going to tell Nicole about the wise guys. Again, Cody is now starting to tell Nicole actual information. Because she has nobody else left. Enzo and Tyler agree that Devon needs to go and that then they're going to go after Danny. Enzo at this point is starting to get frustrated with Christmas. He's in this wise guys alliance with her, but, you know, he's just like, you know, you're talking about going after Danny. You didn't go after Danny before. Why aren't you go after Danny already? And she got caught by Danny. Danny now knows that Christmas wants to come for her. They're starting to clash. And Cody says, look, forget Christmas. She's a wild card. Forget Tyler trying to quit this game. And it might have been the quitting the game thing. Maybe that's why Enzo was floating that Tyler could go. Tyler tried to quit this game. Christmas is a wild card. You know, Memphis is Memphis. Nicole is our only person here, right? Like Nicole, she hasn't won anything. She's the person we should bring to the final three. She's reliable. Like it's Nicole, right? Right, Enzo? Enzo's like, yeah, I guess so, yo. That makes sense. You know, I like Nicole. I like her the best. And this obviously isn't just one conversation, but the basics here is that Cody is working hard now for the first time. Again, now week seven, he feels comfortable enough with Nicole because he has isolated her from everyone else that now he knows he wants to bring her to the end. Now he really wants to work with her. He's telling her information and he's starting to work on Enzo to make sure she is protected. So Enzo agrees. And this is very, very valuable for Cody because Tyler is going to try and convince Enzo that they should go after both Danny and Nicole. Both of them should go up on the block. Enzo does not bite. He says he wants Danny out, but he's not sure about Nicole. Enzo is then going to try and work on David. He's been waiting for so long. He's wanted to tell David about how Devon tried to get David on the block. He finally tells him right before Devon is evicted. He says, yeah, they tried to get you nominated during my HOH. And David's like, I can't believe her. In her eviction speech, Devon says she's not voting for the people that were not honest with her. Enzo likes this because it makes him feel like Cody's not going to get her vote. So Day is evicted 5-2 with Nicole and Danny both casting rogue sympathy votes. In week 8, Cody wins the HOH. Nicole and Enzo see that Danny is trying to get Cody to target Christmas, but they do not want him to. Or at least Nicole doesn't want him to. And Enzo says, yeah, yo, that's it. Enzo and Cody talk about the plan. Cody says that Cody tells Enzo that it's going to be Kevin and David with Christmas as the replacement. He sees that Christmas is after Danny, but he believes that Christmas will come after him once Danny is gone. Enzo says, that's true. Here's why. You know how Memphis made the Wise Guys Alliance with us? After he made it with us, he brought Christmas in and he made a Wise Guys Alliance with her as well. I need to tell you this because you told me about the committee and I want to return that trust. I want to pay you back. This is the information. And this is it, right? everything I talked about with Memphis throwing Enzo a lifeline, throwing Enzo into the perfect position where he can be the pusher. He can be the guy in charge running things. And he says, this is too much responsibility. I feel too guilty keeping this from my bro, from my guy. Cody, will you take these reins? Will you just take care of this for me? Watch out for Christmas. Just you do it. All right? We can take Nicole. That's what you want. It's hard to fully comprehend why Enzo does this. I mean, I talk about he's a people pleaser. He's later going to regret it to a degree. I don't think he regrets telling Cody about the wise guys. I don't think he connects it to that, but he regrets the position he's been put in, and he's trying to find out why he's in this position. He's willing to go against Cody earlier in the season. He's willing to go against Cody later in the season. But when things are going well for him, he does not push hard on it. It's not a pusher. And what he does is he gives it away. And he hands Cody the reins and he says, here, Cody, this is where I'm at. And Cody says, all right, well, then we'll definitely send Christmas out if Kevin wins the veto. Kevin is still the priority because he's the only one that might put us up together, but Christmas definitely needs to go. Cody reminds Enzo that Nicole is the only person they can rely on, and Enzo, I guess, is brainwashed here because he agrees. Cody says, or Enzo says, hey, it's us two in the final two no matter what. Cody says, exactly. And I think this is part of it, too. I think Enzo really wanted to get to the final two with Cody, and he wanted to find the best path to get there, and Cody convinced him that that was Nicole, not Memphis and Christmas. So they talk about jury votes. And I think this is part of it too as well, that if I'm thinking about this, right? Davon gives this big speech about how the people that were honest to her are going to get her vote. The people that were not honest to her are not going to get her votes. This is clearly a dig at people like Nicole and Cody. And clearly a positive for Memphis. I think at this point in the game, I did talk about this at the time, that that Enzo doesn't want Memphis to be the guy that runs the game. Memphis creates the committee. It's the only alliance that that Enzo has ever not been a part of in his entire Big Brother career. He was left out of it, and Memphis is the guy. Memphis created the alliance that ran the game. Enzo had the Brigade 2.0 going: Core 4, Connect 4, Slick 6. Team Freeze, Sly 5, like he had all these things going, but it was the committee that mattered. I don't think he liked that. And I think he saw that Davon was saying people that were honest with me are going to get my vote. And he knows that Memphis is the guy that keeps being honest about his vote with people on their way out the door. And I think Enzo is looking at Memphis and he's like, this guy is just going to run the table. He's just going to dominate this entire game. They're all going to vote for Memphis. He's the one that created the committee. Now he's creating the wise guys. He's pulling one over on Cody. He's making Cody look like a fool. I don't want Cody to look like a fool. I don't want Memphis to run this game like Dan Gieseling. I want it to be me and Cody. I have to turn this around on Memphis. And I think I can beat Cody because that's what Davon is telling me. Davon is telling me, Kevin is telling me, they're both telling me, everyone's telling me at this point in the game that Cody sucks and that Cody's not going to win a jury vote and that being honest with them is going to win their jury vote and Memphis is the one being honest with them. Memphis is the one running the game. Memphis is the one creating the alliances. So you know what? I'm going to screw up Memphis's plans. I'm going to tell Cody about this. He's not going to be made a fool of. So he does. And he says, look, us two in the end, they can be mad at us all they want, but it will be us too. So Enzo tells Kevin as well, and I think this is part of the strategy this week as well. Enzo wants Kevin to stay this week, and I think that's part of why he's pushing for Christmas to go. He wants to disrupt Memphis's plans, and he wants to keep Kevin. He feels like Kevin is a useful piece for him. So he tells Kevin he's going to try and keep him this week. it's not going to work very well. Cody gets into it with Kevin, and Kevin vents about Cody to Enzo, which only further solidifies that Enzo should probably take Cody to the final two. Enzo then spends a long time bonding with Kevin, convincing Kevin that he's trying to keep him in the game. Spends a lot of time doing that. Tyler tries again to get Enzo to go after both Danny and Nicole. Enzo says, I want Danny gone. I'm down. I'm with you. But I would use David as a pawn, not Nicole. Tyler's like, why? No, Nicole should be the pawn. And again, this should really have tipped Tyler off that David, that Enzo is not going to be with him against Nicole. Tyler tells David that that him and Enzo are his only people left in the game. And Enzo warns Cody that Tyler wants both Danny and Nicole out. Enzo doesn't want that. Nicole will go after Tyler for them, and he wants that. Enzo says that Memphis talks more game with him than Tyler does, which is no good. He's not into Tyler anymore. He never has been since I think he tried to quit the game. But Tyler still is really into him. So, all right. All right. So Kevin is then evicted unanimously. We head into week 9, the triple eviction. Memphis wins the first HOH. He puts up Nicole and David. Christmas wins the veto. She does not use it. And then Tyler and Christmas try to convince Enzo to flip with them to vote against Nicole, and he chooses not to. Very highly criticized move from the audience. Position-wise, I think it was fine. But what it really did cost him was perception in the jury, right? After this move, people saw Enzo for who he actually is. If Enzo votes to get rid of Nicole, then Nicole goes home. It's Tyler, David, Christmas. You know, Memphis probably is forced to join them. Christmas pulls them in. Enzo's there. They try to go after Cody, but Enzo still wants to work with Cody. So, you know, it's probably Memphis, Cody, Enzo. And then they pull Christmas and they try to go after Tyler, or Tyler pulls Christmas and pulls Cody and Enzo, and they try to go after Memphis. But either way, he's still at the mercy of everyone else. Cody wins the next HOH. He targets probably Christmas. I think Cody said he would have got Christmas out. So now it's Tyler. And in the final five, it's probably Tyler that wins that HOH. And he probably targets Memphis. And then Cody wins the veto and Memphis goes home. And then it's Enzo, Cody, David, and Tyler. And let's say that David wins the final four HOH because he's the least threatening person in that that chess competition. And so then Cody wins the veto. He evicts Tyler. And then it's Cody, Enzo, and David. And then Cody probably wins the final three HOH and probably takes David or Enzo. I still don't know who Cody's going to take, so or what his logic is going to be. But maybe that he then takes Enzo, and then he still probably just beats Enzo. But yeah, he would have a better shot with the jury if he showed a little bit of backbone and took out Nicole. But I still think that it would have been seen as Tyler's move. And he still wouldn't have won many of these endgame competitions. And I'm not sure it would have mattered all that much. So, like I said, and that's of course, fully results-oriented thinking. If you don't think about results-oriented thinking, then things could have turned out even worse for Enzo. But here's my point. Here's what I'm getting at. This move here to take out or to keep Nicole, it's not the move itself. The move itself is strategically sound, again, position-wise. Because Enzo, he's already screwed himself over so many times in the past. He's already put himself in a position where he kind of has to do this. The thing that doesn't work well for him is that he exposes his actual game to the jury. Up until this point, people in the game have thought that Enzo is either on the outs or just like playing, he's willing to go against Cody. He's willing to make moves. He's willing to work with them when Enzo doesn't go against Nicole, it exposes him for the liar that he is, that he has been working for Cody all game long. This is kind of like, you know, somebody like Casey, you know, where when Tyler went up against Casey in the final two, it was easy to sort of create a narrative in your head that said, hey, Casey was playing her own game, because there was never a situation where Casey had to very obviously make a move for Tyler that was against her own interests. And she was perfectly willing to, but she never had to. And that's kind of the situation here. You know, a lot of people look at this move in the triple eviction and they say, well, because of this move, Enzo deserves to lose. But Enzo is always going to make this move. And all that needs to happen for him not to make this move is Memphis not winning that HOH. If Memphis doesn't win that HOH, then it's Danny and Nicole on the block, and Danny goes home. And nobody's mad at Enzo. In fact, they probably praise Enzo, because Enzo was pushing for those for Danny to go home. Enzo helped make that move, right? If it's Cody and Nicole on the block, which was also a possibility, Nicole goes home, and Enzo still looks great. Enzo was pushing for that to happen, and Enzo looks like a genius. Enzo looks like he helped make that happen, and now he's in a stronger position, and Enzo looks great both to the jury, and he's in a great position strategically. Same player, same set of moves, just slightly different circumstances. And he goes from hero to zero. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we head into David is evicted 3-2. We head into week 10, and I'm calling it week 10 because I am allowed to. It's the triple eviction part two. Tyler wins the HOH. He puts up Nicole and Danny. Tyler wins the veto. Danny is evicted unanimously. We head into week 11. Cody wins the HOH. Tyler tells Enzo he's the target. Cody has told him that he's going up on the block. Enzo says they'll figure out a way to keep him for sure. Cody and Enzo agree that the target should be Christmas because only because Memphis is going to target Tyler for them. So Cody nominates Tyler in Christmas. Memphis tells Enzo that if they get Tyler out, then they need to get Nicole out next week so that they get to the four with all of the wise guys. And then it doesn't even matter. Then Tyler tells Enzo about the committee and tries to flip him against Cody right before the veto, which Cody wins. After the veto, Enzo tells Cody about Tyler outing the committee. Cody says, ooh, that's scary. Enzo says, yeah. And I was like, Cody told me this ages ago, yo. Doesn't even matter. They agree that Tyler needs to go. If he's willing to say this to Enzo, he's definitely willing to say it to Memphis. And if he says things to Memphis, then maybe Memphis won't target him. And that is going to be not good for them. So they agree. Tyler needs to go. And let's take out Memphis next week. He's too dangerous. They'll take Nicole to the final three, just like they agreed. And then they'll be in the final two together, where Enzo feels like he can beat Cody. That is his plan. That has been his strategy ever since week 7. So Memphis tells Enzo that Nicole needs to go next week and that they'll put Cody on the block next to her to make it happen. Enzo says, hey, Cody, guess what Memphis told me? Cody's like, ah, I'm really upset about it. Memphis right now. I can't believe he tried to pull one over on me. Tyler tells Enzo that he needs to take Cody out if he wants to win the game. If Cody makes it to the end, he's winning the game. Hands down, he's played an amazing game. And Enzo's like, no, no, what? That's my whole plan, yo. Why are you doing this to me, yo? Enzo does try to flip the vote to get rid of Christmas, but Cody shuts it down and Tyler is evicted unanimously. Week 12. Nicole wins the HOH. Cody tells Enzo that Memphis has to go. Nicole tells Cody and Enzo, Cody that Enzo would be the replacement if the veto is won. They both agree that Memphis will go, according to Nicole's will, even though they both already wanted that. Christmas tells Nicole that she can't beat Cody or Enzo in the final two, so she needs her and she makes a final two with her. Cody and Enzo play Memphis all week long, pretending that they're willing to keep him when they're actually going to vote him out. Nicole nominates Christmas in Memphis. Christmas tries to convince Enzo to win the veto and force a shot at Cody, but Enzo just tells Cody about it. Nicole decides that she wants to be in the final three with Cody and Christmas instead of Cody and Enzo is now in the first in a position for the first time all season long where he is in some danger heading into the Final Four. However, Nicole is only willing to take that shot if Christmas wins the HOH. So the only way Enzo goes home in the Final Four is if Christmas wins the HOH and Nicole wins the veto. So still pretty slim. Nicole does win the veto at Final Five, and Enzo decides, hold on, what am I doing? I don't want Christmas here. Christmas is bonding with Nicole. Memphis is with me. I need Memphis in this game. Oh, man, what? Okay, well, hold on. Can we keep Memphis, Cody? Cody says, nah, no way. It's like, oh, God, what have I done? And he's going to spend the rest of the week trying to keep Memphis in the game and just getting stonewalled from Cody and Nicole. He has no more power left. Not that he ever really had much to begin with. Enzo starts working on Christmas, telling her how important it is that they break up Cody and Nicole, and then Memphis is evicted unanimously. Cody tells Enzo, Cody tells Memphis in his goodbye messages that Enzo ratted out the wise guys to him in his goodbye message, which is only going to further make Enzo look like a lackey. We head into week 13. Yeah, week 13. Enzo wins the HOH. He wants Nicole out of the house. He tries to convince Cody, but Cody does not budge an inch. Nicole is mad at Enzo because he didn't help Cody in the HOH, and Cody tells Enzo that he doesn't want to be in the final two with Nicole. He wants to be in the final two with him. Enzo nominates Christmas and Nicole. He tells Cody that he wanted both of them to be able to have the record of not being nominated, and this again is just like, why? You at least could have had that over Cody. Christmas is pissed at Enzo for nominating her. Cody then wins the veto, and Enzo is not going to be able to convince Cody to take out Nicole. So that's going to be it for Christmas. Christmas and Enzo talk about how Cody is for sure winning this jury vote, and the winning move might be to cut him, which makes it all the more insane to them that Nicole seems genuinely willing to take him to the final two. Boy. Enzo tries to help Christmas pitch to Cody, but to no avail. And Enzo says to the cameras before the eviction that he needs to win the final three HOH and then consider cutting Cody if that's his winning move. Cody then evicts Christmas, and we head into week 14, where Nicole wins part one of the final three HOH. And when that happens, Enzo is very upset. He says that he really wants to win this thing. He wants to scream his dad's name when he wins. He wants to scream his dad's name. He wants it so bad. But he knows that he's out of room. He's out of runway. There's nowhere left to go. He just needs to beat Cody in part two, and that's going to be tough. And he says, you know what? If Cody wins, he deserves it. He's one of the best to ever play. If Nicole brings Cody, he's voting for Cody. So he plays in part two, and he loses part two as well. Cody wins part two of the final three HOH. And he says to himself, third place again. Third place again. I fell flat. I let myself lose again. Couldn't win these endgame competitions. I failed my family. Maybe Cody will take me. Maybe Cody will take me and I'll be able to give my speech. Nicole's not taking me. And Nicole says to the cameras, she's not taking him. She's taking Cody. And that's it. Yeah. That's it. Enzo now has to wait for Cody and Nicole to compete in part three. If Nicole wins, we're like 99% sure she's taking Cody. Cody wins, we honestly don't know. But even if he does take Enzo, it is not looking great for him in the jury. Now, again, the jury can go any which way. There's still a chance that Enzo wins this game. If Cody wins the final three HOH and takes Enzo and he wins, he's won the game. There you go. All of these mistakes won't be quite as bad of mistake if that's the way it goes, right? But let's talk through the summary here. I'm going to go through this Enzo's game again, try to put it into a little bit more of a perspective here. Enzo again, claims to have done no pre-gaming. He comes in with very few connections. In week one, he links up very quickly with Cody, someone who was from the same area that he's hung out with a couple times, who also won the first HOH, which is pretty par for the course. So that's the same thing he did in Big Brother 12. Additionally, Enzo started making relationships with many of the people in the house, primarily Tyler, David, Danny, Day, Bay, and Janelle. On top of that, he had Cody working people like Nicole and Memphis to make sure they were cool with Enzo. Within the first week, Enzo creates The Root, which is his one and only real final two, the Core Four and the Connect Four. His goal is to create two brigades with him and Cody at the center of both of them. He proceeds with his Big Brother 12 strategy of using the cover of his alliance to make bonds with the rest of the house. While Cody consolidates power and continues to build his structure out in a way that benefits him, Enzo spends time talking with the outsiders, gaining their trust and helping the group maintain their cover. This is what keeps Enzo just a bit safer than Cody throughout the game, but limits his agency to make any real impact on it because he does not control the structure that controls the game. Enzo is the guy that everyone comes to when they're feeling sketched out about the group or their position in the house. Everyone feels like he's at the bottom with them. In week two, he saves Christmas with a safety suite win and starts trying to pull her in while bonding with Memphis over how grumpy they are. Unfortunately, this active play disrupts his other more passive style of play, and it makes Day concerned, which makes Enzo doubly concerned. The rest of the week, we'll see Enzo's best group start to unravel as it expands into the Slick Six. Enzo doesn't feel too bad about it, though, because he's working on Christmas, he feels good with Memphis, and he creates the seeds for Triple Threat, which eventually solidifies in week four. In week three, Tyler convinces Enzo that Danny is a problem. By week four, as I said, he creates the Triple Threat, and he wins HOH, and pulls the trigger on creating his only alliance that doesn't involve Cody, which is one with Christmas and Kevin, both of whom he puts on the block. This never actually goes anywhere, because after this week, he kind of forgets about it, but he ultimately takes Kacer out of the game because he's too much of a threat to the power structure that benefits Enzo. Week five, the Danny stuff is at its peak, and Cody may actually lose some power, which is not only great for Enzo, but something he's been actively working toward. However, when Christmas wins the HOH in the following week, both Tyler and Enzo take their foot off the pedal, and they allow her to target Bailey. This is where Enzo loses whatever agency he had left in the game. So by week six, Memphis approaches him about the wise guys, which gives him that lifeline. It vaults Enzo back into the lead in his positioning, but Memphis doesn't respect Enzo and he has no influence there whatsoever. To make things worse, Enzo will soon tell Cody about Memphis's plans, putting the reins in Cody's hands once again. By the triple eviction, Enzo has been playing Cody's game for so long that there's no escape, and keeping Nicole just further vaults him down a path where he needs to win competitions, and he never does. Overall, Enzo played an extremely impressive game. The social bonds and maneuvering that he performs are incredibly valuable, and he's very skillful when he does so. He's the safest player all game long, not because he's a joke and a goat, but because he positioned himself to be there. It's not an easy thing to do at all. However, strategically, he never had much pull and he couldn't dictate the game to move in his favor. He never really pushed hard enough for what he wanted, which is why his strategy to be safe is such a double-edged sword. And this is what we've talked about throughout the game recap here. His real failure, though, is that he was never able to win any of these endgame competitions, which could have put him in a position to either make a move and take the win, or at least win him some respect, some of the respect that he had lost back with the jury by winning something, by making a move, or just having a little bit of power in the game. Now, if Enzo does end up winning this game, count it as an extremely impressive performance, only relying on luck right at the very end, because up until this point, he has been the safest player all game long. And if the only bit of luck he really relies on is, hey, Cody needed to win that final three HOH to take me because Nicole wouldn't, that's not bad at all. In fact, I'd say that's easily one of the top wins ever. It's just a matter of getting those jury votes, quite honestly. And he says as much on the feeds yesterday, and I talked about it in the update today, that if Cody does win and take him to the end, and then he wins the game, it really does extra validate his move in the triple eviction to keep Nicole, because it really helped pave the path to this win, where he only needed to roll the dice once and they were stacked in his favor. So that is Enzo's game across the entire season. Was it better than Nicole's game? It's hard to say. They played interesting, like similar games that kind of mirror each other. Nicole tried to play a more aggressive game, putting out fires, creating fires, targeting people, pushing, trying to influence the game. Enzo played a more defensive game. He's like a tower defense player or something, right? Like he set up a bunch of towers. He set up a bunch of pieces and then he sat on them and then went out into the field and bonded with everyone, pretending that he wasn't really a noble in the castle, right? And they both were fairly successful up until week 5 and 6, where they both had their games crumble due to the influence of either the other one or just straight up Cody, who isolated them from the rest of their groups, their allies, and forced them to work for him. From that point forward, both Enzo and Nicole were basically just working for Cody to get through to the end and relying on him to take them there, which is why Cody is in this position. So who played a better game? It is tough. It is tough. And I think it'll probably come down to the jury. Now, the jury loves Enzo. They respect him. The problem is they don't respect him. They like him, but they don't respect him. Or at least that's what it appears to be. Now, again, take Enzo's game, the entire game, and then remove the triple eviction. Say anybody but Memphis wins that HOH in the triple eviction. Enzo never has to reveal that he was just a Cody lackey all along. And the jury, who likes Enzo a lot, can still pretend in their minds that the only reason Enzo never took a shot at Cody is because he couldn't win a competition. But he's so good socially that he was able to get to the end anyway. And then he wins the game based on that. It's a very impressive game with only one very small, slight change in situation, right? So that's pretty impressive. Whereas Nicole had to fight through a lot of situations where she was in danger. A lot. She, every single week, was relying on competition outcomes to survive. Enzo only will have had to rely on one competition outcome here in the final three to survive all season long. I have to count that pretty highly, considering that neither of them seem like they're going to win the jury vote anyway. However, if it appears that the jury is not going to vote for Enzo and wasn't disposed to vote for Enzo, no matter what, then we have to take that into account as well and say that his entire game is invalidated to a degree. Especially if they do value Nicole's game. Now, if Nicole's game is not respected either and people are bitter against Nicole, then we will also have to take that into account. I do think the jury response to both Enzo and Nicole could be the tiebreaker when it comes to who played the better game. But at the end of the day, I'm going to take Enzo's game over Nicole, just because if I can guarantee my safety up until the final three very consistently, I'm going to take that chance, because if I win the final three HOH and I cut Cody, I win the game, period. If I win any more of those endgame competitions and I at least look like I made a move, I might win the game, period. He's that much closer than Nicole to winning the game with much less risk to get himself there. And that's why I feel like he may have this one over Nicole. But I do still respect Nicole's game quite a lot, and I think she is a very underrated player overall. I thought so in Big Brother 18, and I still think so here in Big Brother 22. Like I said, I think all three of them have played extraordinary games, and I know that that is probably not a popular opinion considering how boring a lot of people found the season to be, but still very impressive overall from the final three. And we're going to see what happens tonight as Cody and Nicole face off in part three, and the winner will choose who they take to the final two. And then the jury will decide who wins Big Brother 22 All-Stars 2. And whoever does win, it'll go down in the history books for Big Brother. Might not be the ending that a lot of people wanted to see, but it is the ending that people will see and will be talking about for years to come. So thank you so much for joining me here today, talking about Enzo's game. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, these things, they take a while. It's a lot of work, but I really, really do enjoy doing it for you guys. So thank you all for joining me here today and across the entire season. If you were here every single morning, then I applaud you for keeping up with me. I really, really appreciate it. And you guys are the people that make this possible. So thank you so much for being here. Even when the season is down, you showed up here to listen to me. And I really, really appreciate that. So tune in tonight for our finale coverage, where we'll talk about the result of the season. I will also be doing some interviews with Rob, hopefully later tonight, with some of these players. So you can look out for those at some point, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. And you may also find me on Twitch later today talking about the Stockwatch. You can find me there, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. If you are somebody who is like, hey, what am I going to do without my daily ritual in the morning with Taren, make sure you look me up on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I will be going live regularly there in the off season to just talk, to do all kinds of different things. So check me out there. Please, if you are so inclined, you can hit the follow button there. And I would very much appreciate that. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. And there we are. There we are. Thank you guys so, so much once again for joining me. And I'll see you next season.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.